you say you were hard on yourself, or?
Yeah, for sure. I think especially as a kid, when you're trying to fit in or trying to figure out what you are, like, do I want to be hanging with these people, or what do they think of me? Or I think I did do it a little bit more, and maybe because isolation, and I think when you're alone a lot, you contemplate. And when you have a lot of time to contemplate, sometimes it's not good.
Yeah.
You know, with social anxiety disorder, like I was diagnosed years ago, and hypersensitivity, like with that kind of thing, isolation is not good. But I feel most comfortable being isolated, so I spend 95% of my time by myself.
By myself.
You know, and that gives you time to analyze. You know? And the brain loves to find problems, even if they're not there.
Absolutely.
So you have to find ways to break out of that kind of
thing. But the other side of it is, it's that same hypersensitivity that makes you a great artist. It's a blessing and a curse.
Yeah.
It's harder to be in the world, but that's the gift.
It's there have been times where I was like, I prayed to a God that I didn't know it existed, really.
Yes.
Prayed like, I would rather you take this away from me.
Yes.
All of this, if I could just feel normal, like take voice, career, all that shit, you can have it.
Yes.
If I could feel normal.
Yes.
But it don't work like that.
No. It's really sad, but that's why a lot of artists OD. That's why young artists die from drugs, is they're sensitive people. There's all, especially in success, there's all this emotion that no one teaches us how to deal with.
No.
And it's weird. And so people do stuff to try to just numb that pain.
Oh, yeah.